If you like someone that is thrifty, they're frugal. But if you don't like someone that is thrifty, they're cheap. My father, Lawrence, is the frugalest of them all. He would rather cut off his feet than wear Gucci shoes. As a product of the Depression, that is his supreme reference, and everything refers back to that. To say that he's a penny pincher would be an understatement. If Penny was a woman, he would be arrested for groping. You have heard of Pennywise and Pound Foolish, but he is Pennywise, Eurowise, Ruplewise, and Wampumwise. During Parents' Weekend at college, my parents were staying at a local hotel. I gathered up 20 of my closest friends and descended upon them. The next morning, Daddy got up bright and early and came back to the hotel with bags and bags of Hardee's biscuits. I thought that was nice until my mother said that he was afraid we would all order room service. He doesn't have his yard mowed until it's featured in Wild Kingdom, and the same with his hairdo. It has to flop over his collar before he has it trimmed. He doesn't like to waste an entire paper towel, so he just dabs his wet hands on it and leaves it there on the roll. He was the originator of the entire recycling movement. When I was in the third grade, our class had a bottle drive. Daddy would drive all over everywhere picking up bottles from the side of the road. My class had 10 times the amount of recycled bottles than any other class, thanks to him. The back of his truck looked like an episode of Hoarders. He still wears the same swimsuit that he was issued in the Army, and his hat collection is antique, to say the least. Back when he was in business and made a daily bank deposit, he would put the money in an old, greasy, brown paper bag because he knew no one would steal it. Years ago, when my Uncle Sam died, my father didn't want the entire family to go to Houston because it would be so expensive, but we went. My Uncle Sam was not a frugalist by any stretch of the imagination, and he had made plans for us to stay in a swishy hotel, about 12 times more expensive than Daddy would have ever chosen. The hotel restaurant was way over the top swanky, and Daddy was so indignant and irritated, he ordered his dinner by the price. At restaurants, he usually orders water instead of tea. He prefers tea, but water is free. He is a minimal tipper. I would like to take this opportunity to apologize to the waitstaff at his favorite restaurant, Jester's Java. Please know that his minimal tips have no reflection on the service or the food. When I'm with him, I have to augment his tips. As you would assume, Jacques Panet is his favorite designer. He will drive a car until it is a collector's item. He is almost 85 years old and has probably owned only 4 cars. When I turned 16, he went to go see his best friend Percy at the Ford dealership and said he wanted to buy the cheapest car on the lot. It was an orange Pinto, no air conditioner, and an AM radio. And yes, this is when Pintos were blowing up left and right. When I graduated college, my father bought me a new Honda at the dealership, but went to Walmart to buy the floor mats because they were cheaper. While this is all in jest, my father is extraordinarily generous with the important things in life: his time, his wit, his humor, and love.